say people. I'm doing business here, man.
And what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. 90%
of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn. From success,
welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. My name is Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice business owners can use to keep moving forward, plus a featured interview you're not going to want to miss. I'm excited to get to that interview, but first, news. One more time here with Ashley Tebbe, Senior Art Director at EAG Advertising Marketing. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You're just going to be like a regular fixture at this point, I think. We'll just have you back as many times as I see you walking around and trying to get to somewhere else or to a different meeting. I'll just snag you. We'll talk about whatever. In this case, hit the trends. What's going on with the trends? Like, when you are keeping your ear to the ground on design trends and just any kind of visual communication, what trends are you seeing? What do you notice? What's out there?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. Trends usually focus on what social or different kind of movements that are happening around the world, and they extend from that. So when we look at trends, we look at what is important to people. I think post-pandemic, everyone could use a little bit of joy. So that is a huge part of where trends for 2023 are headed.
Really?
You're looking at brighter color palettes that are more dopamine-induced.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Things that, quote, spark joy, even though I hate that phrase.
Sure.
So we're also looking at experiences. People are done being inside. They want to go outside. They want to see things, touch things, smell things. They want to find something that gives them just that extra bit of smile in their day-to-day. And they're ready to catch up from, like I said, being inside for a couple years.
Yeah.
Even though it's 2023, they still have a little bit of a pandemic hangover, and they're ready to have some fun.
Well, it hit pretty hard. It was a big shift. So yeah, it's good to see the brighter colors out there, especially if that fits with your brand persona, and you can kind of flex that way and test out some good creative headlines and some brighter looks.
Yes. Another thing that's really important is in terms of website design, different ways to use motion to get some kind of reaction from folks. There's a popular phrase now called scrolly telling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Scrolly telling.
Scrolly telling. That's where you use the mouse's scroll to interact with a web page. So when you scroll, pictures maybe move apart, revealing more of the message. Maybe something else pops up as you scroll, or more of a picture in the background reveals itself.
That's what that's called. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's challenging for developers, but it's a very beautiful tool to use if you're trying to communicate a wonderful message. Micro interactions is another term.
Ooh.
So micro interactions relates to the idea that there's a little bit of interaction or a little bit of motion animation after your user has filled out a form or clicked through something or highlighted a word, which you've wanted them to do to let them know that they're doing things right.
Ooh, nice.
You're giving people that affirmation and feel good vibes when you're giving them a green check mark after they've filled something out.
Okay.
So that's another thing that's on an upward trend.
Mm-hmm.
Hyper-personalization.
Ooh.
Yes, this is a fun
term. We know that personalization works in marketing, that helps consumers get, like, know that this brand is for them and everything is geared toward the very personalized, we care about you, you're not just a number, you're a real person, that sort of thing.
Jeff, what are your favorite apps to use?
I enjoy the usual socials. I like Reddit is a fun one for all my news, everything that I need. The Apple News app is also a fun one.
What do you like about those apps?
Easy to look through. They're addictive almost. Like,
could it be that you're able to self-select the content that you want to look at?
Oh, for sure. 100%. It's exactly that. On both of those platforms and even in all of the socials, it's like that.
That alludes to hyper-personalization. personally, I am a new Orange Theory cult member.
Okay.
and one of the reasons I like Orange Theory so much is I like their app. They have a beautiful app that sends you a workout report after every workout that includes beautiful bar graphs that show where your heart rate is.
Right.
It includes how long you were on the treadmill. Those things that when I'm working out at 5 a.m., I am definitely not paying attention to or remembering after 5 a.m. I want to forget 5 a.m. wake-ups.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
But I want to remember or know that I did something at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. because I did it. Hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization. Good stuff.
Yeah. Things like being able to create your own profile and stuff. Tailoring content to what you want and your needs. If you're a scattermind person like myself, you want something maybe a little more minimal and you want to just kind of get rid of all those things that are distractions that are just going to clutter up your feed.
Other bells and whistles. Yeah.
Yes. Again, I said motion design. Mm-hmm. That's a big part. They're finding different ways to incorporate motion design. Like I said, scrolly telling or micro interactions. You can find a plethora of different options there.
Nice.
So again, I think the big things from this conversation is motion and joy. Like what can we find, how can we incorporate happy into your work? But also people have a higher standard of business and business ethics these days. Mm. So part of design and marketing is it's also really important to make sure that we have sustainability in focus, sustainable design. That's a huge topic for a lot of people these days, and they want to know that the companies they're buying from have that in mind when they're buying from these companies. Social issues are also really big. So how do you communicate sustainability and social issues in your design? That is something that graphic artists and design and copywriting as a whole have been talking about. It's about how do we communicate that information in pie charts? How do we tell that story about your design? How do we make sure that we're telling the right story?
Right, right.
So,
and
yeah.
Is it appropriate to include some of those components on just a regular standard ad, or does that need to be less of a focus so that the focus is on the action of what we want them to do with that ad? Is it brand awareness where we're trying to communicate our good works in the community, or is it action oriented as an ad? So what a struggle that you have to do all the time. What I meant was, what an exciting opportunity for you as a designer to work all of those elements in. Not a struggle, not a challenge.
I love the purpose behind it. So I think it's a really cool challenge to have. Nice. When you bring more meaning into your work, it's just better for everyone involved. So,
Right. We'll wish everyone a happy, personalized, joyous, bright future in the next year. And you'll be on trend. All right. Ashley, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to our featured interview. I am here with Chris Gillum. Chris Gillum is the architect and principal at Jones Gillum Renz. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, we're happy to have you here. You were here for our open house with the KC Chamber. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about the business? Tell me about what you guys are doing and how you got there.
Sure. So we have been in business a very long time. About 80 years coming up next year.
Wow.
I have not been with the business for that long,
You're
obviously.
Looking good.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I have been there about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So I have been in Kansas City for my full career so far. But I founded the Kansas City office of this firm back in 2017. Mm-hmm. We have slowly made some growth since then. You know, we're looking to the future to continue doing that. We've been very fortunate. We've got a lot of great development clients in the Midwest. So part of the reason for growing this new office in Kansas City is, you know, so that we can better handle those relationships and, you know, get to the states where we're doing this new work. You know, a lot of stuff in Texas and Colorado and Arizona and, you know, coming up on Wyoming and stuff like that, as well as, you know, the Kansas and Missouri and states right in the neighborhood here. So this is a venture for us that we think is going to, you know, foster our future.
Oh, outstanding. And any types of projects in particular that you guys do, or is it really the whole everything anyone could ever want?
A little bit of that. I will say our Our bread and butter projects is housing. We do a lot of multifamily right now. I'd say that's probably 60 to 70% of our workload. We are specialists and have a lot of experience in affordable housing. So we do affordable housing projects with one large developer in particular that does these projects, you know, all around the Midwest and in those states that I mentioned.
Oh, outstanding. Tell me, you're, as the principal, you're in charge of all kinds of aspects of the business. So you've got the marketing as well and business development kind of stuff. What is there something that keeps you up at night in that marketing aspect?
Yeah, marketing is definitely a challenge. It's multifaceted, obviously. There's so many things to look at and understand, you know, who your audience is, if you're doing the right thing, you know, are you trying to grow the business by, you know, hiring people, or are you trying to grow by increasing revenue? You know, it's not just so simple as, you know, reaching an audience with your brand.
Right.
So I guess, you know, the thing that keeps me up is, you know, you don't know what you don't know a lot of times, and I'm not a marketing expert. I didn't go to school for that. Sure. I don't have any kind of degrees in marketing. It's something that, you know, I'm kind of just learning as I go, a little bit, you know, doing these networking events, podcasts like this, trying to get our name out there. But it's, you know, really just about, you know, getting new connections and building relationships, and that's how I've been doing it so far.
Yeah, well, and that is a secret to success. I mean, it is definitely a way to go. This is when you're doing that marketing work and you're comparing yourself against the other architectural firms that are out there, because there are a lot and they all go by some set of initials. Mm-hmm. How do you stand out among that? How do you set yourself apart?
Yeah, that is something that does keep me up at nights every once in a while. Kansas City is a mega hotbed for architecture firms. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of acronyms out there. Comparisons happen naturally. Mm-hmm. I will be honest, I try not to do that because I feel like our benefit to the industry as, you know, Jones, Gillum, Renz is that, you know, it's our relationships we build with partners. And a lot of times our clients are repeat clients, if not all the time. So I'd say most of the work we do are with partners who have used us for over a decade now. So trying to compete against other firms in Kansas City, you know, in competitions and stuff like that, we don't really get into that too much because that's not really our, you know, our area of focus.
Yeah, being able to set yourself apart and tell your own story and say, look, I'm not going to compare myself to someone else as a way to position us. It's not the you know, we're Avis Rent-A-Car and we're number two, and yeah. So we're comparing ourselves to Hertz. It doesn't have to be that way. You can have a set of unique selling proposition, your thing that sets you apart from everybody else, and just stick to that. And sure. As long as you're consistent with the way that is messaged, you're going to, that's going to bake into everybody's mind over time.
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with that. I think you can put a product out there that's great and it doesn't have to compete. You know, if you're saying the right things to your potential clients and, you know, they trust you and they feel good about what you're putting out there, they don't really need to shop around. You know, if you're doing what they need, I really feel like you can, you know, make a great relationship there without having to, you know, compare yourself.
Right, right. And relationships are key to the business, especially if you've got people who are, if your audience base doesn't turn over all the time, so that it's a brand new audience every time you go to the market.
Right.
You can develop those relationships and keep that as a good you know, direction to go for your marketing. It's a good tactic to be doing.
Absolutely, I agree.
If we take a step back and just kind of think about you know, business ownership in general and the kinds of struggles that small business owners face, you know, day in and day out, what piece of advice would you give to other small business owners out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's something I ask myself a lot. You know, what advice would I give myself? You know, I think there's a lot of articles out there that people read. You know, I'm on LinkedIn daily, you know, reading different entrepreneurship articles, things like that, Fast Company, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything tries to give you different advice on, you know, this is what you should do. You know, read these six tips, these seven tips, that kind of stuff. I really think it just boils down to knowing you know, what you want to do or what your goal is, and then having tenacity, you know, really going after it and not giving up. You know, I can't tell you how many articles I'm sure most people have read about, you know, getting turned down 100 times and then getting the yes that last time.
Right.
And your, you know, your goal becomes reality. So that would really be my advice is, you know, don't give up when you get a no. If you really want what you're going after to grow this business, to get that client, whatever it is, you know, have tenacity.
That's also that one good shot in golf that brings you back again. Sure. And again. You hit the ball well and knock it right up close.
Still looking for that shot.
Eventually you'll have that shot, and it's good. No, wonderful advice. I think that advice brings us right into, let's call it the lightning round. And here's how the lightning round works. Very simple. There are no wrong answers first, so you just throw it out there. Now, if your answer inspires some kind of follow-up question, obviously we're going to go there. But no wrong answers, quick soundbite, one word, one sentence, whatever kind of answers, and let's just light this candle. Are you ready? What is your favorite social media platform?
Ooh, Instagram.
Instagram. Interesting, because you just talked about LinkedIn with your small business owner tip too. So Instagram. What if we look at your Instagram? What's on your Instagram? What kind of things do you post?
Oh man, honestly, it's a lot of my dog.
Okay.
but I also run our business Instagram, and you know it's the imagery for me.
Okay.
You know, they say an image or a photograph, whatever, paints 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I get inspired by looking at other designs and architecture and adventure videos. If there's a place I want to go visit or travel to, when somebody does a video or a image well,
right,
you can really put yourself there. And I feel like that's what architecture is for me. It's really designing the framework for an experience. It's not just about the aesthetics. And so LinkedIn's great. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great stuff on there. I'm not a journalist, so a lot of the words sometimes are too much. I'm simple. I like my pictures.
Sure. And let me go back to the LinkedIn thing for a minute. From your before we got into the lightning round, when you're reading those top 5, top 7, top 10, top whatever kind of things, are you also commenting, also posting? Are you also resharing that, or are you kind of like I'm gonna just take all of that information, I'm gonna consume it and not put it back out there or participate?
Sure, I do participate, not in everything. There's thousands of articles out there saying about the same thing in different ways. So you could post till you're blue in the face. I comment on particular things of, connections of mine, of somebody I know, if they're trying to build a business and, I've got something to input or help them with. I've written one or two articles myself.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do a little bit of participation. Good. But, not always. Yeah, I don't want to flood the market.
Yeah, as we're talking about the kind of outreach you can do with your business, that, even just being forward facing on LinkedIn, where you're sharing, you're liking, you're commenting, that can go a long way for building those relationships. So
yeah, absolutely.
Outstanding. But Instagram on the personal side for your favorite social media platform.
Sure.
Let's go next lightning round question with the kinds of businesses or brands that inspire you. Is there a brand that you're like, yeah, that's my go-to. I believe in them and they inspire me.
That's interesting. I think most of the brands that inspire me are travel-based.
Hmm.
I consider myself a traveler, an avid adventurist. One of the brands recently that really made me, kind of rethink marketing and strategies is Patagonia.
Oh, yeah.
How they, or I guess their owner and CEO just, gave the company to the earth, basically, and kind of it was all about sustainability. And I think that's just so cool. And I haven't talked to a single person since that came out that has not said, oh, I want to go buy Patagonia equipment now.
Yeah, a simple way that they live the brand, and by doing that, appeal to everybody who follows that brand. Excellent example. Yeah. Let's say if you're finishing a project, or if you're trying to win a project, and you have some kind of great success, something celebration worthy, how do you celebrate that success?
Oh, usually we will hire our architecture photographer, have him go take pictures and post it everywhere.
That's immediate promotion.
We want to show that off.
Immediate promotion of that project. let me go about this last one. It's the real simple. How would you want your what would you want your future customers to know about you?
You know, just about how much we care about, you know, what we're designing, the relationship we have, and, you know, the pride we have in our company and our brand. You know, we have four principals, you know, four partners, and we all work directly, you know, for the clients. We're mm-hmm. doing production work. We're doing the designs ourselves. You know, we have a lot of staff and other architects backing us up, but, you know, we take pride in the relationships we have, and, you know, our history shows that, I think.
Yeah, high touch, good customer service, and mm-hmm. from the very top.
Yes.
It's a long term recipe for success. Well done. Let's see. So Chris Gillum with Jones Gillum Rents, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeff.
And that is it for the Small Business Miracles podcast this week. I'd like to thank my guests, Chris Gillum. Thanks for being here. Remember to subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. Drop us a line at eagadv.com if you have some thoughts. Until then, we're just going to be out here helping entrepreneurs with another small business miracle.